Hi guys, this is Kendra Kamer with the Candidly Kendra podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 9th, 2021. And today we're doing another talk about the stress balloon. This time we're going to talk about our four different ways of coping under pressure. Hi guys. A few weeks ago, I shared with you the concept of the stress balloon. It's a concept I came up with over the past few months as I've experienced a whole lot of very stressful things in my life. I know I'm not the only one. We all were going through so much over the past year. Some of us have been going through a lot even longer than that. It's not like the world's problems all just started in 2020. The stress balloon is a concept that explains why you feel so overwhelmed. When you've experienced horrible loss, a really stressful situation, a whole lot of difficulty. They all fill your balloon until you're pretty sure you cannot take anymore. And it's absolutely overwhelming. What can you do to release that stress? There are four different ways that we will approach that stress in our lives and try to find some breathing room. And yes, I know what we're supposed to do, right? The Bible says, in Galatians 6:2, carry one another's burdens. Okay, so I should talk to my friends about it. We should be encouraging each other. Well, I tell you what, sometimes in the middle of that stress, talking to my friends about it feels like I have to do more, another thing on my to-do list I'm supposed to do. The Bible also says in Psalm 55:22, cast your cares on the Lord. It says in 1 Peter 5:7, cast your anxieties on him. But listen, sometimes right in that deepest moment of stress, even casting your cares on the Lord, praying about it, talking about it to God, that feels like this. Even more. I can't put any more stress on me. Don't give me any shoulds. I can't handle any responsibilities or checklists about what I'm supposed to do when things are absolutely overwhelming. So let me share with you those four things that we do instead in that first and worst moment of stress or trauma. You see, there are two ways that we approach our trauma that are absolutely distraction focused. I don't want to think about the problem. I'm going to think about literally anything else besides the problem. Those ways, I imagine, are kind of like this balloon. Do you know what happened to this balloon? It got all filled up. It got completely blown up with stress. But after a few days of sitting around, suddenly there's a little bit of breathing room. And that's what we're looking for. So those two different ways, which I will explain, but those two different ways of approaching our stress by ignoring it, they work a little bit. For some of us, that's our go-to. Then there are two other ways that approach that stress by literally venting it out. Now I have some room, right? Okay, so the first way that we try to ignore our problem and hope that we won't experience any too much stress this way is by numbing. Numbing. We get on video games. We get on Netflix. We disappear into our phones, sit on the couch, or sleep, and hope that a few days later, everything will be a little bit better. I mean, I don't think that most of us numbers actually have the impression that things will actually get better by ignoring it. But okay, listen, I'm a number. That's really hard to say, right? I'm a number. I numb out. I wall up. When I heard my mom's cancer diagnosis, if I could have hid out in a tent in the middle of my living room, if I could have slept for 3 days straight, I felt like then I would be able to handle my situation a little better. The second way that we can handle our stressful situation, and this one is both distraction and activity oriented at the same time, and that one is frenzy. You see, with frenzy, the person just feels like they need to get distracted in any possible way. I'm going to clean out a closet. We're going to plant a garden. I'm going to learn how to sew. Do you know anybody who's ever handled their stress with frenzy? You know, I actually started out with numbing and then I switched into frenzy because I numbed out for about a week. And then suddenly I thought, I'm going to write a cookbook. And I started collecting recipes and organizing my recipes. Okay, I never wrote this cookbook. I feel like you should know that or else you might ask about it. But I needed a project to work on because that made me feel like I could distract my mind enough from my problems and that activity could get my mind off of it and give me time to find some space in my balloon. The third way that you might handle stress is through mulling the problem over and over and over. You see, this one is entirely problem focused. The idea is that if I can think about every possible scenario and come up with a solution for each of those scenarios, I can somehow mitigate against any possible things that could be added to my problem. Worrying about it internally, disconnecting from others around me, and just mulling over that problem. Are you a muller? And then the fourth way that we might handle our stress is through venting. Yes, literally venting out our stress onto the world, talking about it to everybody, asking for advice. Or it might look like crying about it. If you cry a lot in these kinds of situations, then you might be a venter. Somehow you need to release that pain, release that stress by letting it out. You might be angry. You might yell and shout. Or you might just need to talk to anybody who will listen. Are you a venter? Do you know a venter? It was actually very interesting for us as we discovered that I am a number. When I am stressed out, I just want to close in, wall up, and think about nothing. And then I moved into frenzy. But my husband, he's a venter. So we had some difficulties as we were experiencing these stressful situations because my husband, he wanted to talk it over. He wanted to discuss it, think about the options, and just share his feelings. And I just felt like I cannot take your feelings on in this moment. I can't even handle my own feelings about this. And one thing I want to share is that these four different ways of handling our stress, they're not wrong. They're not right. They're just what you do. And I want you to be aware of that so you can know that you're doing it. And so, as we'll talk about next week, you can help others as they're trying to handle their stress balloons in their own way. Because once we can release that initial stress in any possible way we can find, then we can take it to God and experience His balloon artist beauty, as I talked about in that video. And then we can take it to others in our community and experience the beauty of a balloon bouquet. So I hope you guys find this helpful. I'll be back again with another stress balloon video for you next week. And in the meantime, I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks, guys. You can find the video from today's podcast on my YouTube channel, Candidly Kendra K. You can also find it on my website, candidlykendrak.com. I hope you guys find this helpful, and I'll be back again with another podcast for you tomorrow.